That sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Ooh. Ooh. I'm not even sure what it sounds like.
I can see you doing it.
It's but. Not what you think. I'm hot, man. It's hot in here.
It is. It's 71. Wow.
I know.
How are we alive?
I don't know. Well, when it gets like 4 degrees cooler, we're dying of freezing
That's
death
correct, yes.
Here in Los Angeles.
That happens.
I am so warm.
It is 95.5 KLOS. Some would say you're hot.
No, they wouldn't.
Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Yo.
Yeah, heat watch is in effect.
Dun, dun, dun. It's almost 5 degrees warmer, actually.
My favorite thing is the local news interviewing people and asking them how they plan on staying cool. Because, because why?
I don't know. I thought I'd sit in front of the air conditioner and drink a beer.
I mean, really, there's only those answers.
That's pretty much it.
So why are we asking strangers on the news?
They have
also, they never, ever, ever edit those interviews.
No.
And they never decide, you know what? That one wasn't so good. Let's not air it. That doesn't ever happen.
I mean, he couldn't even talk.
So I love that.
He didn't even answer the question.
Right.
I like turtles. I don't know.
I like turtles. Is my best, though. I love classic. All right. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right.
Sligo.
You. Yes, that's me. Present. For once, present.
This is one of the things that I found out about Sligo and that I have made a mental note that would not go away.
Okay.
Which thing? Who knows? That he was in a nudist colony.
Resort. It was a resort.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't a colony. It was a vacation thing?
Yeah. It's like, you know, you go up for the day and you strip nude and wander around and get in the pool and stuff.
For the day?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a resort in Jamaica or something where they have
No.
Whatever they are.
Yeah. Those. I mean, I think there are, like, in Europe, there's, like, people who live there.
You know, right,
they'll be
right.
Naked always. Like,
and I assume that we have some listeners who are into being nudist.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Where's my Topanga Canyon Elysian Fields peeps, man? Where you at?
We will talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour because that's fascinating to me. And I know that... it's not supposed to be sexy. I get it.
No.
I understand
that. I mean, so I think some people, yes, that's why they're there. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
But for the most part, no.
But, right, I understand
that. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
But I can't really control everything, so I would be afraid.
Ta-da!
I would be afraid to go there.
Well, that'll happen, but nobody cares.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I fortunately never ran into that situation.
I do. Also,
what about Bean? You think Bean would have? Bean would
oh
have,
God, no!
He would have avoided that like the plague, right?
Yes.
Which is the wisest thing.
I think it's important if you're going to be a nudist that you be ugly.
I really do. I got her done
because if you're hot,
yeah,
and you're a nudist, you really kind of throw everything off,
yeah,
because it's not supposed to be sexy.
Well, there weren't very many that were, so
all right, see,
that's
my point. How do you take care of the trash in your car? We spend so much time in our cars here in Southern California on the freeways.
Yeah,
car is a mess.
I was gonna say, I don't know. It is, huh? Really?
It's a mess.
Really?
And I hate it.
You have like food wrappers from fast food places. Sometimes I insist that you go to a certain.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When anybody puts that into my mind, I have to go there.
This so certain place.
I do. And
then you just throw the trash in the back.
Well, no, not from fast food. Fast food I eat at home. But I would say, you know, a bottle of water if you finish it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do with a bottle of water when you're finished with it?
Yeah. You take it home and throw it away in the recycle bin. But I understand.
Yeah, it's not what
I mean. Well, you know, do you ever see James the Poor Man's car?
No.
Trent, oh, my God. That was
just
like
a disaster.
Not only was there piles of stuff in the car all the time, but he would just take his paychecks and throw them in the back seat. Yeah,
because he was rich.
Yes, he had a lot of money.
Right.
And his uncashed paychecks—they were famously in the back seat
Excellent.
Of his car.
Excellent.
I think that's pretty interesting.
We have tickets for the LA Kings playing the Edmonton Oilers tomorrow night. We're
really?
In the last stretch of the season. There's, I think, 4 games. Home games left, including this one.
And you'll be at all of them, right? Pretty much?
Hopefully, yes.
And that's going to be before 5 LA Kings tickets.
And then?
Yeah.
The playoffs.
All right.
People are dumb. Positive news from Ukraine. And Flea played the national anthem at the Lakers game.
Oh, I heard about it. I haven't heard it yet. You got audio? Oh, sweet.
Yes.
Nice.
It's coming up today.
Wow.
95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's that's rock it. Station.
Hell yeah.
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Right when Marcy was leaving, and I sat down, just as soon as she walked out, the phone rang, and someone didn't ask for that. And I was like, hell yeah, I love,
absolutely.
Love me some Rancid. What were you saying about Stephen King?
I was saying Stephen King tweeted out his favorite concerts of all time.
Oh, yeah, shows
and it was AC/DC and a couple of different ones, but also that band.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Rancid was one of his picks.
You put on a hell of a show. Can you imagine Stephen King's over there, like,
no.
Bopping his head back and forth?
No, woo! I would find that distracting no matter where it was.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man. And the stand was cool.
I don't know if you
what?
Did you see the Lakers game on Sunday night?
No.
Flea played the national anthem.
Oh, right. I heard about it.
As you know, Flea is a huge, huge, huge Lakers fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's played the national anthem a bunch of different times.
I'm a huge Flea fan.
Yeah, same. And he had talked to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was telling him that he likes jazz.
Right.
So Flea kind of stepped it up a bit. Here's the beginning of the national anthem.
All right. So where are we?
Nope.
Yeah,
it's not the right file.
Come on, man.
So it's broken up into a couple parts because I don't want to listen to the entire national anthem
right
now, but this is the beginning.
That's Flea?
Yes.
Nice.
All right, so he does that part.
How did he get such a clean copy? There's nobody yelling, nothing going on in the background.
No, no.
That's beautiful.
And then he gets to this part, and he decides to let it go a bit.
Right. Nice. Jimi Hendrix would approve of that, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, agreed. Yeah. And you got to know that Flea is one of those guys who, if you don't love that, fine.
Yeah, that's fine, man.
I don't care.
All good, whatever.
Here's the end.
And stuff.
Do you remember Fergie?
Oh.
Fergie did it at the NBA All-Star game.
Not quite as good.
And it's...
And the Rockets red light.
She decided to sex it up.
She's going for it, man.
Listen to this part.
Ouch.
And they started showing the players.
Oh, no.
And the players were, like, smiling.
Uh-huh.
But trying to not laugh.
Right.
And Jimmy Kimmel was in the audience, and they showed him, and he was smiling and trying not to laugh.
James, well done. Not laughing. I mean, just needed, she needed Flea playing as well.
Maybe.
Might have helped.
I don't know. I think Flea is taking some musical license, but this is her making it sexy. Trying to make
Jenna
it sexy.
Jenna Maroney of 30 Rock.
Yes, and it's not... a sexy song.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting a little hot.
No, you're not. Now basketball players are laughing.
Oh, man.
At this point.
Oh.
This
goes another 30 minutes, right?
Just this last note?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Go for the gold.
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Try to find a positive story each day out of Ukraine.
Nice.
And I got to tell you, the people of Ukraine are amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
The president, the people, all of them seem to, in this horrible situation, be standing up and really doing incredible things.
Fighting back in all sorts of different ways. And have you seen the comparison pictures between Zelensky from the last day of peace in Ukraine to, like, yesterday?
No, I didn't.
You know, presidents, U.S. presidents age over 8 years.
Yes.
He has aged in eight years worth in those last couple of months.
Of course.
It's unbelievable.
That has to be crazy.
Yeah.
The citizens of Ukraine are the most admirable I've seen. Remember the guy that was removing a landmine from the road, and he had a cig in his mouth, and he was just like,
get this done.
And he was just walking it off the road.
Man, that's amazing.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
That's incredible.
And then there was the farmer that stole a tank.
Yeah.
He had a tractor, and he was towing a Russian tank.
A Russian tank that they had abandoned or whatever.
Another one of my favorite things. He also had a cigarette dangling out of his mouth.
Right on, man. It's still the 50s there, man.
It really is. But this is my guy. This is the guy I love. He's a man in his 80s.
Wow.
So he's not 80, but he's in his
80s. Wow.
showed up to join the military.
Oh, man, good for him. I mean, you know, you like to be 80, you're ready to be done with everything, you can relax or whatever, and then this jackass Putin starts throwing bombs at everything.
So the dude is in his 80s, shows up to the military with a change of underwear, his one pair of underwear, his toothbrush, and two sandwiches.
Two.
Yes.
He like, figures he'll get food or whatever at the mess hall eventually.
Or doesn't
get
have started. Long?
Yeah. I don't know. Right. And I guess if you're going to go fight the Russians.
But what an incredible act of bravery.
Yeah.
An 85-year-old walking up with just an extra pair of underwear and your toothbrush and a couple of sandwiches.
And, you know, when you're fighting that kind of insanity, who knows what sort of input he could have. He could actually turn some major battle. He could win the war.
Very true.
That's very cool.
So the people of Ukraine, those are the people that we like to focus on today. And this 80 guy in his 80s. One change of underwear.
So I suppose his wife sent it up. Don't you forget to take one pair now, dear.
Here's a couple of sandwiches.
You tell them, Rusty, they're terrible people.
And don't share those. Billy Idol on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Wilhelm.
We try, and occasionally, like right now, able to hit 350 for people who are dumb.
People are dumb. Woo-hoo! When you're a dumb dumb. Woo-hoo! Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I think this is the first People Are Dumb that features a woman.
Oh, yeah. They usually have their stuff together a little more, don't
they? Almost all People Are Dumb.
Yep.
Are men.
Yep.
Because men are dumb.
Yep.
Let's just be honest. But in this particular case, it was a female intruder.
Uh-huh.
She was found naked in a bathtub eating Cheetos.
What is with breaking into houses and getting nude?
And eating Cheetos.
Well, that I can understand.
I don't know about... Remember we talked about eating in the shower?
Yeah.
And how that was sort of odd?
A bath, huh? She was having a bath?
Yes, having a bath. And was just laying there and just eating a bag of Cheetos.
Maybe she couldn't find, like, the, you know, smorgasbord, the meat board.
I mean, you have to imagine that she looked around the kitchen to find something. She was like, ooh, Cheetos.
I guess that's
Flaming Hot Cheetos sound great.
Especially when I'm naked in someone's house in a bath.
What? 29-year-old Evelyn Washington is her name.
Evelyn.
The arrest affidavit from Monroe Police Department said the victim returned home in Church Street, Monroe, Louisiana at 5 p.m. When she showed up there, she saw a completely unclothed Evelyn laying naked in her bathtub while smacking on a bag of Cheetos.
It's like, those are my Cheetos. And what are you doing in my bath?
Really? You think it would be in that order?
Absolutely. Give me my Cheetos back.
You are eating my Cheetos.
That's what would upset me.
The police got there and they were trying to figure out, do they know each other somehow?
Right, that's what I was wondering. No?
The answer is no.
Oh, my God.
The person that broke in didn't know the person that owned the house and vice versa.
They just randomly chose a house.
Just decided that maybe she saw the Cheetos first.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe she's walking down the street and beep, beep, beep. Oh, Cheetos. Cheetos in this house.
Cheetos.
I sense Cheetos.
So she broke the window. She got in.
Why do you got to break the window?
It was locked.
Find one that's not.
How do you expect her
to get? Lots of people
leave
their house.
Breaking the window is your issue here?
Yeah, because it's taking the ass to replace it. Yeah, that's disgusting. You got to throw the bathtub away.
Right, you have to burn the house to the ground.
Yes, and eat the rest of the Cheetos.
And this is my favorite part. The victim asked Evelyn why she was in her house.
Good question.
And Evelyn said, a man told me to come in.
Oh, come on. So break the window and go in.
Yeah.
And what man?
Great question.
Thank you.
That's a good follow-up. And she said, I don't know.
Evelyn, Evelyn, Evelyn.
Don't join the men.
Yeah.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Ooh, we had a talk right now is what I literally just said.
We were having a conversation, and it was quite invigorating.
It was. It was like, oh.
And Sluggo jumped and said, ooh, we got to talk right now.
Song's over. I was blasting it, too.
Whatever. You were, yeah.
I'm not paying any attention.
We were listening to it. We weren't paying any attention.
No, it's late.
A little bit later on this hour, we have tickets for the LA Kings. They have 4 home games left.
Yeah.
It's the end of the season.
That is really cool.
They're in second place in the division, maybe third, depending on how you look at it. But first, let's talk about, you spend a lot of time in your car in Southern California. Let's
Absolutely,
be honest. Yeah. You're on the 101, you're on the 405. Every day, you're on the 110, you're on the 91, blah, 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 blah.
The Californians.
And you're in your car a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, my woman.
Yeah, who rules?
Has what she calls a gum bucket.
A gum bucket.
A gum bucket.
Okay, what does that mean?
You know, the little square pieces of gum. They come in a little, like, container.
Square pieces of gum. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
So
yeah.
It's a little container. Then, once it's empty, is used for
gum that you're done with.
Yeah.
She kindly doesn't spit it out the window.
Right.
I hate that.
But I mock her endlessly because it's a gum bucket. And that's gross. It's gross, right? Now, having said that, my car's a mess. And hers is spotless.
It's like, oh, really? So that's the only receptacle of trash-ish in her car. Otherwise, it's very clean.
I mean, I assume she cleans it out more than I do. But is there a system? Is there a trash can for cars? Have you ever
new from Ronco?
Have you ever seen like a little trash
I
bag?
I swear I've seen commercials back in the '70s.
Really?
For them. Yeah, but
that fits behind, say, the passenger seat.
I just want to go back to the gum bucket for a second.
Yeah,
how much gum gets in there before it's thrown away or emptied? And how would one empty such a thing?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
And I don't know the answer. I don't know how you empty it. I would assume you have to throw it away and start again.
I would think. You're not cleaning it out.
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far. I just mock.
But otherwise, her car is very clean.
Yes.
Now, would you think my car, knowing me, is really clean inside? Yeah.
It'd be a mess.
Yeah. It's not. It's spotless.
You keep it spotless?
No, it's insanely clean.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Son of a bitch.
I know.
I'm the only one that has a dirty car.
No, most of my friends, like our friend Natalie, you can't even sit in the car. There's no place.
Anytime somebody's going to get in my car,
yeah, I said,
Natalie. Just give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Because I got to move stuff.
Right, and then I run to my car and I get all the stuff out of the floor.
That's how I was for a very long time. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, it's not because I got another car. One of my cars I just cleaned out one day and I've kept it clean ever since. And that was
our sluggo is growing up, you guys. That's so sweet.
That's sad.
So,
I just throw stuff away when I get home. I just, you know, make sure it's sitting there.
I mean, that makes sense, sure. But you're exhausted. You've been on the road for an hour and a half.
And it's going to take 8 seconds to walk over to the trash can.
Oh, I can't do it.
No, I understand.
But if I had a trash bag of some kind, like one maybe that...
Are you hawking a product?
No, I'm not at all. I'm asking.
Okay.
One that like hangs from the seat... The passenger seat?
That would be nice. Like, if you forget to clean it out, it starts to overflow.
Right, but then then it's easy to take and dump.
Right.
Because it's all in one place.
Right.
My system right now is I put it on the floor behind the passenger seat.
Why not just put it on the passenger seat so you remember to throw it away when you get home?
Because then...
You would actually have to do that.
And that's nonsense.
You're playing with your brain. You're like,
I am doing
pretending you're going to do something about
it. It is incredibly stupid. Well, you can kind of hide it for a while.
Sure.
If nobody's getting in the back seat.
Well, I think that's a really interesting like look into how you think about things. Well, you can hide it for a while.
If nobody's getting in the back seat,
I love it.
Then they don't notice that there's trash behind the passenger seat.
Yeah. You take a lot of Ubers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
We're going to talk to people about their cars, right?
Well, how do you, 818-955-KLOS. How do you deal with the trash in your car?
Yeah. When do you get rid of it?
Other than the ridiculous idea of actually cleaning it up every time you're done driving.
Have you ever been in an Uber that wasn't clean, though, like had a bunch of trash in it?
I never have.
I mean, that's got to be one of their rules. No.
No, I would
keep it clean,
so
I would think.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, most people, my guess is it's about half and half. Like half people don't clean it out and it's pretty trash. And the other half are like me and have to have their precious car clean on the inside.
Well, I mean, technically, and this is the first time I'm saying this honestly, I wish I was you. Because
that's it, though.
Because I don't like that my car's a mess.
Right.
And I don't like that panic of, you want to come with me? Oh, just a second. I'll be right back.
Right.
I don't love that.
Yeah,
I spend a lot of time in my car, and I don't really...
And it's not because I finally got a real car. I mean, my bug was clean. I had a 69 bug that would
break
down.
All right, stop bragging. It's really annoying me now. Oh, I had... It's not even a bad car.
I kept so wonderful.
I kept that clean, because I'm the best. Shut up.
Listen, Gene. That sounded like Gene there, just for a second. Sorry, inside joke.
So, gum bucket.
Yeah, gum bucket.
Trash can.
Car. Trash can. Car. What do you do?
Those thoughts. 818.
Put them together. Connect them.
955-KLOS. Right now, we're talking about how to keep your car clean. Because as much as I try, I fail.
It's just always, you got to push some junk out of the way before anybody can sit their butts down in the car.
It's always a little embarrassing. Yeah, sure, give me a minute. Yes. And then I hide it further.
Cram it underneath the seat.
Yeah. You know, then it starts smelling like a dead body and something needs to be done. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, that's what you keep the fast food bags for.
Ah,
fast food bag is a good idea, but I don't usually eat fast food in my car. Because I live close to fast food restaurants, so I just take it home.
Travel a lot for my job, so I've always got fast food bags.
All right.
And I change them out. I just fill them. I keep one closed to the right-hand side of the front of the truck passenger seat, and then I throw stuff in there, and when it's full,
there you go.
Get another one.
I mean, it makes perfect sense. I don't know why I couldn't do that.
Right on, man. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, but I can't. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm calling about keeping the car clean.
Yes, how do you do that?
Real easy. The back of the seats have those little pockets in them.
Mm-hmm.
Keep two or three, either Stater Brothers, Vons, grocery bags, whatever.
Oh.
And just hang it off the gear shift when you get done drinking or eating, whatever. Just throw it in there. When you fill your tank up, throw it in the trash of the gas station.
When you fill up your tank, great idea. That's a very good idea. Kevin, we're going to clean up your car.
I'm usually bleeding from the nose when I'm filling up the gas tank. Because I just had to take a loan out on my house.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
You keep your car clean?
How?
How do you keep your car clean? You spend so much time in it in L.A. on the freeways, and it piles up.
The worst is when you're riding around in someone's car that's like that, and you're in the back seat, and all of a sudden you turn a corner, and everything crashes onto you, and it's all over you.
Damn it! That's my car.
Come on!
So 818-955-KLOS, hello!
So what I do is, of course, like the guy said, I go out and get a Stater Bader Bros bag, but I hang it on the, you know, you lift up the headrest,
right,
up and trap it with the tubes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is you could just hang it from there.
Yeah, I just hang it there and so forth, and when I go to a gas station and dump it out. But then again, I got kids also, so they're useful, too. I make them pick up the car.
Ah, there you go.
You make them pick up the car? That seems extreme.
Come on. That's what we have kids for.
That's what you have kids for. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
What's going on? You got trash problems, huh?
Well, we're just talking about keeping the car clean, and no one has called yet. How is there not a car trash can?
No, you know what?
How's that not a thing?
I heard from someone on text, there's tons of them.
There are?
Yeah, there's lots and lots of them out there on the market, apparently.
Huh.
I've never seen them. How about you? Have you seen car trash cans, sir?
Yeah, they're kind of small. They're maybe like 24-ounce size with a little swing door. I see them at Big Five.
Well, there you go, dude.
Big Five. Why would they be at a sporting event store?
Why aren't they at Small Three?
They fit in your cup holder, I think.
Oh, okay.
If you got like Kleenex or a napkin or something little like that.
Gotcha.
Dude, thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, man, what's up?
Talking about keeping your car clean.
Yeah, I live in my van, and I use one of those Home Depot orange buckets for my trash can, man.
Okay.
Home Depot orange bucket, like the big kind that you sit or stand on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's living in a van, so absolutely. I had a friend that lived in a converted school bus, and he'd make basically the same thing, and then dump them in dumpsters behind whatever stores and stuff.
Yeah, like dumpsters, or like when you go fill up at the gas station, just dump it out, and then you got a whole new brand new trash can.
There you go, Kevin. I want you to get a giant thing to put in your car.
Okay.
Seems
big.
Do it.
Seems pretty big.
Do it.
Okay. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So, you're talking about how to keep your car clean.
Yes.
The first, I don't eat fast food in my car like you, Kevin. I just don't.
Okay.
I'm a clean car freak, and people go, well, I haven't cleaned my car out for a while. Well, why are you bringing trash into your car? That's what I don't.
Well, because when you go on a trip, when you drive in Los Angeles, your drive is an hour and 10 minutes if you're lucky. So you bring a bottle of water and maybe, a couple candy bars. Maybe a pizza.
I'm on a 3-hour
maybe
drive
some cake.
Right now I have a bottle of water.
That's it?
Yes. My work vehicle is cleaner than most personal vehicles. I get a lot of flack at work. They're like, why is your car so
Listen, I would make fun of you too, but secretly I would be very, very jealous.
I tell people my personal car is so empty, I don't even have floor mats in it, and I'm not kidding. There's
all right.
Nothing in the car.
Now you're just bragging. Get off the phone.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Keeping your car clean.
How do you do it?
Is it possible? Look at this. Okay, so I'm pulling up Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm typing in car trash can.
Uh-huh.
There's hundreds. There's hundreds. Like, there's no end to them.
Well, can you even come up with anything anymore?
There's not an end to how many there are.
An idea for an invention without it existing multiply now.
Some of them have, things that they can hang from seats. I'm on the third page now. And I was like, how come there's no such thing? Yeah, it exists. for sale. And that's a cap. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Mm-hmm. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You know, we've been doing our cash cow for a while now.
Yeah, that cow has been milking out and giving a lot of cash to people every single day.
$2,000 per day.
Monday
and I just
Friday.
Wanted to mention that most radio stations are owned by giant corporations that have radio stations all across the country in every city.
Yeah, so those contests.
And so when they say, hey, you get a chance to win such and such. Yeah, but you're competing with everybody in the country. It's smoke and mirrors a lot of times.
We're a mom and pop organization.
We really are.
Owned by a company just here in Los Angeles.
Our company owns like three radio stations, and that's it.
Yeah, four.
Four,
still,
okay.
Yeah.
So if you're a KLOS listener, you can win $2,000 per day.
Yeah.
And your competition is just people in Southern California that listen to KLOS. Yeah. And recently, Patty Ascension from Tarzana won the $2,000 by texting the right word. Patty, what were you saying about that?
I was literally crying.
Oh, that's nice.
You were crying. That's so great.
Really?
Yeah, I was picking up my daughter from school, and then all the teachers were like, they're like, what is going on?
Oh, no, they thought there was something wrong?
No. They just said, oh, my God, you're so excited. What happened? I was like, is this for real? I'm
that's
like,
fantastic.
Yes.
What time of the day did you text?
What words did you text?
Well, you know, every single hour starting at 7, I've been texting.
Wow.
Like, yeah, because I hear Heidi and Frank, and then I go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Hail? I did Grohl, Hail. I did all of those.
Nice.
So the $2,000, now you've had a second to think about it. What are your thoughts on what you're going to do with it?
You know, honestly, the reason why I was crying is because I literally got out of court and I won custody and I was just thinking of how to pay my legal fees.
Wow.
Wow.
And then as soon as that call came in, I was like, wow, I don't know. God, it was something from God just telling me something.
That is so great.
That is amazing. First of all, congratulations on getting custody. That's amazing. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And second of all, congratulations.
We're very happy to be able to help out. KLOS helping out. That's weird.
That's weird.
Thank you, guys. I mean, you guys are amazing. I mean, your program has lifted in these really bad times. Yeah, it's done awesome for me.
Thank you, Patty.
Thanks.
Well, I hope that your really bad times turn into really good times soon.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yes, they have, honestly. God has been great.
Excellent.
Right on, Patty. All right, well, we're very happy for you. You have a great week and weekend and blah, blah, blah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Patty.
You guys will have a blessed day.
All right, you too.
Take
Bye.
Care. Bye.
All right, we have two tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah!
Tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. Call right now at 818-955-KLOS. I'm going to give you some hockey slang.
And we'll take caller 13 and a few other people will throw into the pot. If you can answer the questions, you might be going to the game.
818-955-KLOS. We have two tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Edmonton Oilers. The LA Kings are sort of tied for second. You know who they're tied with?
No. Who?
Edmonton Oilers. So the game is important. It is tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. Tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. If you'd like to buy them, this is sort of the playoff rush. So they're going to be great games, and they're all important. KLOS, who's this?
John.
John, congratulations. You're caller 13.
Cool, right on.
All right, I'm going to give you some hockey slang.
Yeah, this is when it gets hard.
For these tickets. So you got to know hockey, sort of. I mean, this is not the hardest of the slang that I've given out.
Yeah, I got to say, Greg Behara was very upset with how easy some of them were.
He's I know.
What are you just handing out the tickets?
Right. So I'm going to tell you a word, and then you just have to tell me what it is in the NHL, okay?
Okay.
All right. Biscuit.
Mmm, delicious.
What's a biscuit?
Say that again?
A biscuit.
A biscuit.
What is a biscuit in NHL terms?
The hockey puck.
The hockey puck it is.
Nice.
Yes.
Right on.
I'm sorry. What was his name?
It's John. And we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to take a couple more calls, and then Kevin's going to do some voodoo magic, and maybe you'll be going to the game. Mm-hmm. One hopes or what have you. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Thank you. You ready to play hockey slang?
Yes, sir.
And who are you? What's your name?
Colin.
Colin. All right, man.
All right, Colin. What does it mean when somebody's a brick wall? A brick wall.
Incredible defender.
I mean, close enough. It's a goalie that stops everybody.
Well, yeah. Right.
So
there
an
you
incredible
go, yeah.
defender. I'd say yes.
All right, we're going to put your name into the cauldron, and if we yank it out in a minute, then you'll be going to the game. So hang in there, dude. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good.
All right, I'm going to give you some slang from hockey, and you just have to tell me what it means.
I'll try.
What is a deke?
A deke?
D-E-K-E.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I think. Deke.
Um, A stick.
I'm sorry.
Aw, Carrie.
It's faking a player out. I'm sorry.
I had no idea either, Carrie. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hi, I'm pretty good. How you doing?
Good. What's your name?
Jesse.
Jesse.
All right, Jesse, I'm going to give you some slang. What's hockey slang? What does this mean? Flash the leather. What does it mean when somebody flashes the leather?
Sounds like something from Rocky Horror. That's what it sounds like.
It does, kind of.
Flashing the leather. Mm-hmm. They're showing their gloves. The goalie's showing the gloves.
I mean, the goalie's making an incredible save with a glove, yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right, so yes. We're going to put your name in hat, and if it comes out, then it's possessed. Run! Hold on a second. Don't go away. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Lou?
Lou?
Hello.
Lou? Okay. what does it mean in hockey to when it's a howitzer? When somebody says it's a howitzer, what does that mean?
A really, really hard shot.
Yes, it is.
Nice.
A really hard shot.
Well done, Lou.
Identical, yes.
I still don't think that's your real name. Don't go away, though, okay? Hold on in there. I think his name is something else. Now, Kevin is going to, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do a drawing.
Do a drawing.
Yeah.
And you're going to pull a name out, and that person is the one that's going to go to the game.
Correct.
And who is it?
It is tomorrow night at crypto.com. It is going to be Lou or whoever. Whoever Lou is.
All right. What is your first name, really?
Greg.
Greg. I knew it. That was weird. All right, Greg. Well, guess what? Your name was just pulled out, or at least you were number 7. Lou.
Congratulations.
No way. Yeah.
Way to go, Lou Greg. You got 2 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Edmonton Oilers tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. Tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, but you got them for free. Congratulations.
Awesome. Well, you'll tell me later.
You don't want to know, man. It's terrible. The things you're going to have to do to get
them. It's probably a whole thing.
Oh, my God. It's awful.
Hold on, Paul. Sluggo's a nudist. Sluggo's a nudist.
That's a fact. Well, it was. I'm not anymore. You'll be happy to know here in my late 80s, I'm no longer.
Well, of course, you haven't done it since your mid-70s.
Right.
When was this? By the way, it's KLOS and it's Kevin Sluggo.
there was a place called Elysian Fields up in Topanga Canyon, and you could go out there and strip in your car and then kind of wander out and, you know, get in the hot tub if there's nobody there, or take a nice swim if there's nobody there.
I want to get in a hot tub with other naked people.
Well, that's the thing. I would always wait until there was no one around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
To do any of that?
Yeah.
Well, why?
Because I just like to not have cloths on when I'm outside. It's just comfy. It was just fun.
But if there was one person that could see you, you wouldn't do it?
Well, I wouldn't hide from them, but I didn't talk to them. I didn't
kind
go hang out.
Weak nudist.
Well, you know, they always wanted to get my number right away. And no,
sure, of course.
I mean, I think there's all sorts of different, you know, reasons for being at a nudist resort. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people are there to party. I know a lot of stuff would go on at night. You know, it's kind of a big party scene.
Right.
But
now, by party scene, are you talking about sex? Are you talking about drugs?
So.
Or
I
whatever?
Don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know about this particular one either. I mean, you know, gotcha. I actually started getting obsessed with it as a little kid because I lived out in the desert
in
Arizona. And there's a place called Shangri-La. That was like literally 3 blocks from my house, behind a hill. And I always wanted to go see what was going on.
I've never heard of it. I'm a member.
What? And so, you know, I was always kind of obsessed with it. So when I finally was like 20-something and here, I was like, I'm going to try to check out this Elysian Fields and see what it's like.
What was your first experience like? Did you feel?
It was awesome, man.
Really?
It was a beautiful day.
I would feel like I need to, like I'm doing something wrong. And
yes,
I need to,
okay. But not terrible. Like, because everybody else, you know, there were people that I'd see them wandering around.
Right.
Just a bunch of, you know, and they, you know, and it was all in the same situation. So mm-hmm. I'm like, well, this is just comfortable. It's just nice to be sitting outside, grassy knoll. It was a really great place. It's gone now, unfortunately. It moved further west, a lot further west somewhere.
It was in Dallas? Grassy knoll?
Yeah. I was wondering where you're going with that.
Nudist.
Did not get that one.
818-955-KLOS.
Yeah.
You've done this?
Do you do this? Into nudism?
How does it not? What happens with the occasional erection?
Amazingly, I never had that problem.
What?
Yeah, I know. I just
how's that possible?
Because it wasn't. That's what it's about to me.
I know it's not what it's about.
So it didn't happen. I mean, I suppose if you know, it certainly could have, and I know it does, and it's just a thing, and no one cares. It's just a thing.
Okay, so if you're walking around, you have a chub.
Boing.
Everybody's like,
so
whatever.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that would be my fear.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Would that be the reason you wouldn't do it? Or you just
yes.
have absolutely
well,
no interest in...
I really don't have any interest.
Yeah.
in being at a nudist colony. No, I don't feel like clothes are that restrictive.
Right. I did when I was younger. I don't anymore. I'm very happy for them now. And what's kind of weird is
I've always worn incredibly comfortable clothes.
Right. So it's not like that's true.
I never had to wear a suit, you know, all that stuff.
I'm very modest around my friends. I don't like to.
Well, of course. Yeah. Nobody would.
But you would think that a lot of nudists aren't. They're always naked. Like you go over to people's houses and they're just nude the whole time. Yeah. Which doesn't. Well, now it's a little, but
it doesn't appeal to you. It doesn't seem.
You ever swam nude?
Cleanly.
No. Why do you mean?
Doesn't seem cleanly.
Well, as long as you stay
clean. I don't
know.
It just seems germy.
Well, you don't sit on chairs that other people are sitting on.
Okay. Well, that's really
deleted.
So what does that mean? So they burn a chair when they're done? When they get up, they burn a chair?
Yeah. I don't know. There just wasn't around where I was at. I suppose people don't think anything about it, but yeah. What was I going to ask?
I mean, I guess it's just sweat.
Right.
But
I mean, I know if you were skinny dipping in your life.
Nobody else needs to see His Majesty. yeah, probably. Yeah.
You don't remember?
I have. Yeah, it's been
a
while.
Did you, were there with people or by yourself?
Oh, no, it was by myself.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not looking for people to see me standing at attention.
No, that's not my goal. Wow, so you're just a very randy fella. You just can't keep it down, I guess. Well, that's the deal.
But, well, I assume that's true of most guys, no?
Not really, no.
What?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
When was the last time you had sex? Has it been within the last decade?
About 5 minutes ago, actually. Okay. That's why, you know, I said I went to get coffee, but actually down the hall.
That's code?
Yeah.
Wow.
The break room is a very fun place. Unless, of course, you're in Severance, then not so much.
So you're into nudity. 818-955-KLOS. What about my concerns?
Yeah.
And how does it not bother you? And I'm sure it doesn't.
Yeah. But did you like the sensation of skinny dipping? Didn't it feel nice?
I mean, sort of,
it's different.
It is different,
yeah.
But it wasn't better.
Yeah.
You
know
what I mean?
Really?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
I love it. I just feels better. It just feels more natural.
I get weighed down in the front, you know? I get weighed down when I'm in the pool. And I sink.
And then, of course, as Seinfeld pointed out, there is shrinkage. So,
right, sure. If it's cold,
that is a fact.
If it's cold, that's a thing. Right.
We tell everybody that. No, really, it's shrinkage. It exists.
818-955-KLOS. You're into nudists. You're a nudist. You're
into
nudists.
How's that working out for you?
How's that going?
What are the horrible things you've seen? That is not who made who.
No, it's not.
Sorry, dude.
We just had a guy call and ask for that.
Yeah.
And he played the wrong one?
Just had that one sitting in the machine. And
gotcha.
Then he had just asked for so I feel bad. I feel bad. Whatever, man. It's I'm trying to think of what I'm supposed to say. Oh, yeah. The KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
You could write stuff like that.
I guess I should.
Yeah. We're talking about people who are nudists because it seems odd to me. Got to be honest.
Yeah.
It's not really my thing.
It's fun and freeing and
does it
get a little cold occasionally? Yes,
of course.
It does get a little cold.
So, what is it like to be a nudist?
Tacos for $6.
Hello.
I'm sorry for the pizza with the burrito. Sorry, the burritos. Yeah.
You're ordering food while calling KLOS.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you a nudist?
I am not, but my fiance is. Trying to, he is very much so.
Ah, and he's your fiance.
He even had a membership, and he's been talking to me and trying to convince me. I said I will start with a clothing optional place to see if I'm comfortable, and then I will work my way up maybe.
Have you done that yet or no?
I have not done that yet.
All right.
I do have to circle back to membership.
He has an actual membership.
Well, so was it a surprise? Have you ever known any other nudists?
That's a great question.
I guess I was a little surprised, but knowing him now, not really.
How far into your relationship did you find out that he was a nudist?
Pretty soon into the relationship.
You guys went to a movie and he started stripping naked and
no, he just he's very very one of those open book people.
Sure.
Tells you his whole story like very soon into the relationship, and
I got
he had no problem. He has no problem sharing that with anybody that wants to know.
Well, I'll tell you what: if you go and if you visit a resort, let us call back and let us know how it went.
Okay, I sure will.
And enjoy your burrito.
Thanks. Are you guys having got me on hold. Sorry.
Oh, no worries.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, and enjoy his membership, too.
I will, definitely.
Right on, thanks. 818-955-KLOS.
What is it like to be a nude at 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station? It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Sorry. A vision flashed in front of my head.
That's not what you want.
Sligo's a nudist.
In this subject, yeah.
So we're taking calls from people who are nudists. What's that like?
It's listener Steve. First time, long time. I always wanted to say that.
Thank you.
I've always wanted to say that, too.
I lived in Topanga. I remember the Elysium Fields.
Nice.
And I always wanted to go there, but too chicken. But when I was a boy, growing up in Van Nuys, the people next door had nudist parties every weekend.
Oh. Between
25 and 50 people. And it was for a 12-year-old. I'd invite friends over. We had a huge walnut tree. We would climb the tree and watch them. And it was thrilling.
Right?
You know, it was just so fun. Oh, my God.
But
you guys are the best.
But you never got up the courage to go yourself?
No.
When you were in Topanga?
No. Hey, could I make a special plea? I'm having liver cancer surgery on April 20th. And can I get a group prayer from all the KLOS listeners? I'm sure I'm going to be okay, but I really love you guys.
I think that's a fair request.
Agreed.
Absolutely. Everybody heard that.
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Steve Smalton.
All right, everybody. You heard it. Pray for Steve. And, dude, call us back after your operation. Let us know how it went.
Yeah, and then when it's went fine, then go to Elysian Park. Is that the name?
Yeah, get nude.
No, it's not Elysian Park.
Elysian Fields.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I will. I promise. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
All right, see you guys.
Right on, dude. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hi,
you're a nudist? Oh, the bell, yes. You have to text.
Oh, yeah, you got to text the word, I don't even know what it is.
Spots.
Spots to 68683. Spots to 68683.
Imagine her calling about the contest and us going, hey, you're nudist?
Right? Hi, KLOS, are you a nudist?
Yeah, I'm part of a secret nudist club out here in L.A.
Yeah.
Every day, part of my job is to put my balls in your mouth.
Well, it makes it a lot easier being a nudist.
Wow, it sure does.
Dude, we love you. Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Nudist! Eddie Vedder minus his friends, Pearl Jam. That's his latest thing. It is Brother the Cloud.
Kind of like that song because it sounds like it just dies.
Yeah, just like all right,
they
I'm
just
done.
Ran out of steam. They're like, I'm done, I'm done.
Okay, we're good.
Okay. We're talking about nudists. Are you a nudist?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good.
We are great. Thanks. You're a nudist?
Now, do you guys have your clothes on?
We do.
Oh, yeah. I should tell you, I did broadcast nude a few times.
What?
Yeah. When I was like 18.
Why didn't you tell me that before I started working with you?
Many, many years ago. Because, you know, I didn't want to just say that I was nude. What's the point?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't sit in the chair. No,
why?
I stood. Ooh. I don't know, because it was funny.
I don't want to see the old battle axe.
I was bored out of my mind. I was working overnight, so nothing else to do.
Ooh. At Copa 100.
But right. No, very clothed now. What about you, sir? Are you a nudist?
Well, I guess they'd make me one. Have you guys ever heard of Hedonism 2 in Jamaica?
Yes. That's what I thought Sligo was talking about, was one of those nudist resorts like that.
I went with a group of people, and it took me 3 days of heavy drinking to get brave enough to do
it. And did you eventually?
You talk about one of the worries you guys have as a guy.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, because I did too. I'm like, oh my God, what if?
And?
But you know what? The girls weren't that great, so you didn't have to worry about it.
I didn't want to say that.
I don't know that that's always true.
She coerced me to go into the jacuzzi, which is massive, and she's sitting there, and we're drinking, and we drink and get done drinking our drinks, and now it's, okay, we got to go get a drink.
Right.
And I'm like, uh-oh, I don't want to do this, and I lost the Rochambeau, so I had to go get drinks.
Hilarious.
Boing, 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 boing.
That is a hell of a nacation. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Hey, by the way, Mike Catherwood and I do a podcast. Called Great News with Kevin and Mike.
I love the stuff you guys come up with, and it seems like you actually have a good time doing it. Where can you find it?
It is on YouTube under Great News with Kevin and Mike.
Bitchin'.
Or any of the podcast sites. You can get a download from there as well. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. He said, they make it easy. And people are dumb. A woman broke into a house, got naked, got in the bathtub, and ate the owner's Cheetos.
That's a lot of nude talk today, but very little Cheeto talk. I think we need to go the other way.
Cheetos was the bad part of that story. I asked how people keep their cars clean, as you may have just heard, and why there's not some type of car trash can, and then found out that there are literally thousands of them.
The Amazon's loaded with them. It's lousy with them, if you won't.
Also, Sluggo is a nudist.
That's a fact, my friend. Sorry. Bad news for everybody.
Really didn't need to find that out today.
All right, I'm going to go home, strip naked, and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace. Let's play some basketball. Hey, that's a cash cow.
What? It's a what?
Cash cow.
Oh. Moolah. What does this thing have?
Moolah. It has moolah, yes.
I see.
The word for this hour is tail, T-A-I-L, tail.
The thing you haven't gotten in a long time.
Correct. Text that to 68683. Text tail to 68683.
It's for your shot at $2,000 today. Standard messaging, data messaging rates apply. You know how this stuff works. You got more shots every hour on the 20s until about 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck!
That's for sale, and that's a cow.
Who knew?
What are you saying?
Moolah.
All right, listen. If you want to win $2,000, mm-hmm. the word to text this hour is Bell, B-E-L-L. Bell, B-E-L-L. You text it to 68683. Text Bell to 68683.
Standard messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10.
We're children.
That's a fact.
That is the KLOS cash cow. And for those of you who don't understand, it's saying moolah. Moolah. The word this hour is spots.
What is it?
S-P-O-T-S. Spots.
Spots. Oh, okay. Like on a cow, I guess.
Yes. Text that to 68683. Text spots to 68683.
And then there's some other legal jargon here that I can't find now, but you know it by now.
Hold on a minute. That sounds like a cow.
Now there's a cow in your car. How do you get in there?
Moolah.
He's got
moolah.
Right. The word this hour is hay. H-A-Y.
H-A-Y.
Hay.
Okay. All right. All right.
H-A-Y. Text nope. that to 68683.
H-A-Y to 68683 for your shot at $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply. And you'll have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
Purple sticky punch.
A green crack and train wreck.
Bert Lewinsky.
Hello.
Hey.
The funny name for weed.
Yes, please.
Toledo Window Box.
You're going to have to beat me, but Alaskan Thunder. The Crippler.
Jamaican Lamb's Wool.
Mickle Frick.
I'm smoking some El Chapo right now.
El Chapo! Oh,
there you go.
Is it small and fat?
I heard my pal Marcy celebrating the fact that today is Frank Black's birthday. One of my all-time favorite bands, the Pixies, Black Francis, Charles Michael Kittredge Thompson, the 57th, is celebrating a birthday today. Featuring a lot of lounge-ish incidental music, the soundtrack to the movie The Graduate, Mrs. Robinson, Are You Trying to Seduce Me?, hit number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1968. Billy Joel landed his very first top 40 hit on this day in rock in 1974. You know what it was. You said it out loud, right? Did you say Piano Man?